I actually have two questions. As for the codes, I'm in full support that they need to be changed because they are ancient. But my question is, why isn't the board reviewing and making amendments to the current laws before they're adding laws when we're not even enforcing some of the laws that are already there? Why don't they start with...
I think that's what we are doing. Is making
but you're amendments. Adding things to it.
Well,
why aren't we
very
just...
Very minor.
Okay. And my second question, this was a while ago, so I'm sorry if I quote you wrong on this.
Yep.
April had made a comment over the fence. And you had made a comment about you go through the village and everybody's got fences in the yard, and this isn't the look we are going for. Who's we? Who's we? Because I would love a fence in my yard.
Me too.
Well, first of all, we're talking about fences.
I know, but you said this is the look we, this village is going for. That's like a... You're speaking for other people.
Well, I'm speaking for the historic district and the standards that have been set in that district over the years.
I know, but I mean, I live in the historic district. Do you think a thing about my house is historic, Chris? You've been inside and outside my house.
Well, it is historic. It's an 1847.
Well, it is, but does it look that way?
I renovated it.
That's what I'm saying. But when you go in my house, you think it's renovated historically.
Well, I don't know. I've never been invited in your house.
Chris, I bought my house from you. You've been in it. You know what's in my house.
I've never been in your house.
Never?
I've been in the kitchen. That's as far as I've ever been in your house.
Okay, you've never been in my house.
The point is that I think if you took 100 people and you said, is it conducive to neighborly atmosphere to have 8-foot fence, 6-foot fences going up and down the street, the majority of people would say, yeah, no, that's kind of a friendly gesture. We like to see people talking to each other, people communicating off the porches and so on. I mean,
I know, but no, you have a fence. You have a fence. You have a beautiful fence. Your yard's fenced in.
Yeah, I have my fence fenced in for one reason. You know what that is. Mm. The deer. I would tear down every fence and probably have saved $20,000 over the years if I didn't have deer.
I just was curious what you meant by we. That's all I wanted to know.
That's one of the laws that should have been changed. Hmm? Listen,
we all have the deer.
I guess the issue that you're taking with the fence is not everybody has a fence. Not everybody wants a fence. So what is the issue? They pay their taxes. It's their property. And it's not like you're going down the street and seeing every single person that has a fence. And another issue is that if you don't have a fence and people are constantly looking at your yard, I don't have a fence in my yard, but people have issue with what I have in my front yard, and it's not offensive. And there's nothing wrong with it. It's well maintained, but people still have a problem with it. And it's everybody is in everybody's business. And the thing is if everybody would just let everybody do whatever they want on their own property in a certain parameter of respect and of landscape wise, then anybody should be able to have a fence. Not everybody's gonna have a fence, not everybody wants a fence, so they should be able to have it how high they want.
Let me just stop for a second here. A lot of you people I know, I think Peggy probably knows, but Peggy has to keep a record of who says what,
yes,
or at least try to. So
what's your first
please state your name
Shannon
and
Spinner.
Your address and so on.
You need my address?
Well,
nope.
As long as you're in the village of Athens.
I think most people don't need
no address.
She knows directly where they're talking about because it's my property.